T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
There we go. Now, hi, Rich.
Good morning, Ray. How have you been?
It's been probably a year.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, we've had elections come and go. We've had all kinds of stuff just rolling around here. I want to talk, just kind of go to sports for a minute. And, you know, Matt and I were just talking about this on the air earlier. But I'm kind of, you know, I don't know how many people are watching the Olympics.
Well, not as many as watched in 2016. That's for sure by a considerable margin. Most of that has to do with the changing landscape of television. I mean, there are so many streaming services now that weren't
right.
available in 2016, so the audience is fragmented across all these new streaming services, plus cable stations, etc. And the Olympics may not hold the allure they once did, you know, as an entertainment attraction.
Right.
You know, but just not the same.
Well, neither has the World Series, neither has the All-Star Game, neither has the Super Bowl, I don't believe. I mean, they just don't. I mean, because there's so many other options that are out there, I guess. And so it is with the Olympics.
Yeah, there are. And particularly like with stuff like the opening ceremonies. You know, it's basically you have a Broadway show followed by a parade of athletes from 206 countries.
Right.
Just walking, and you get basically a geography lesson. As each national team walks in, and it doesn't make for all that riveting TV, and we have so many other options, and plus the fact that people are getting out now because of the opening up of restaurants, nightclubs, and so on. So,
well, I think the other thing is, and just to the crowd, and I noticed this with the NFL last season when I did choose to watch it, is it's rather eerie to have nobody in the stands, and so it is here. It's a great chance. You know, globally, for a nation to kind of show off its pride. But, you know, you can't bring a delegation from Romania to hang out in the stands and cheer for their team.
No, it is a eerie sense that one gets in looking at video of empty seats and athletes waving toward the camera, you know, and not to people. Shows that spectators are important to the whole spectacle
Of
sports. They make for the ambiance, the atmospherics of an event. And the Olympics certainly has underscored that.
Well, somebody told me, and I it's true, is that, you know, in fact, sometimes the height and what these guys don't pay attention to, these guys doing TV, it's all pictures. Well, yeah, pictures are, of course, very important. But the sound is extremely important, and it puts an urgency, for example, in baseball, it puts an urgency into the game, which is kind of subliminal, but it's still there. And the reason I bring this up is the Royals were playing, I can't remember who it was, in the World Series, or maybe it was the Championship Series, and the local station was doing it. And it was just really quiet, you know. Then we went to ABC, and it sounds like, you know, it's like everybody's sitting on every pitch, and they're yelling and screaming. Yeah, it makes a huge difference. It increases the tension. ABC's been doing it for years.
Sure, the soundtrack of the game is very, very important. It, you know, the rising and falling of the tempo of the crowd and so on. It also gives a director multiple opportunities to cut away from the field when there really isn't anything happening.
Yeah, yes.
And, you know, and go to a shot of the nervous parents in the crowd, the nervous spectators on edge of their seats. It adds to the broadcast immeasurably. And that's why Rune Arledge, the great late Rune
Arledge of
ABC, the Wide World of Sports, made sure that he had cameras pointed toward the crowd, which people at the time, when he did this in the 60s, thought he was crazy.
Yeah,
but
well.
No, he thought that it added to the tempo of the show, heightened the drama, heightened the tension, led to the release of that tension as one would in a dramatic performance. So without that piece, you know, in the Olympics, NBC has had to improvise by, you know, with watch party coverage in Florida, Texas, and other places where Richfield, Connecticut, you know, where athletes are from.
Yeah.
And it just isn't the same because of the time lag and the sort of awkwardness in the transition.
I know. But, I mean, you know, Chet Forty, who used to basically direct Monday Night Football, I mean, he had these things he called honey shots. And so what he'd do is he'd call, you know, he'd go to camera three and say, find me a honey real quick. And they'd do it. They'd cut. There it is. It's back. Now, one funny story about that, Chet was known to play the field. Let's put it that way.
And that was his reputation for sure. Yeah.
They had a tight shot on some woman and she goes, hi, Chet. You know, you could see her mouth. It was nice and embarrassing thing. So I guess you got the wrong one. But, you know, there's a great book. It's called, Monday Night Madness? Okay. There's a movie you can see, but the book is tremendous. And I mean, Rune Arledge was a genius. There's no doubt.
He
Olympics.
The way we watch sports today, with handheld shots, close-ups on players, close-ups on fans, quick cuts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, between shots, yeah.
Oh, man. So, you know, that I can understand that. And I think the other thing is, I don't know, maybe we're just not as nationalistic as we used to be. You know, it'd be a lot of pride for America to win a bunch of medals.
Yeah, we're in a period of history where, you know, pride is contested. And there are people who, I mean, I've seen it on Twitter, folks who won't watch, say, the women's national team, athletes on the team protested of certain things. And so I think there is that definitely in play. But one thing, it has to be stressed that even though the audience is down almost 50%,
yeah,
they still get 17 million people, which is highly exceptional for television in 2021. That's a big number. And NBC is not necessarily dissatisfied with that number. Of course, they want more, a higher number.
Of course you do.
But that number relative to other programming in late July is actually quite tremendous.
It just isn't
tremendous compared to 5 years ago when the world was different.
By the way, Rich Handley is an associate professor of journalism at Quinnipiac University, and we were just talking about it. We'll talk about him and other things. It's always good. Hey, listen, I'm glad we finally got to touch base again. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Ray.
Take care, Rich. He also produces a lot of really excellent documentaries.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.